750KXL.
A lot of us fly U.S. flags proudly, and when they get damaged, we replace them. That is not the case in Southeast Portland at a fast food restaurant.
And with us now is a man who's dedicated his life to honoring fallen war heroes. He runs the website IraqWarHeroes.org, and he's a listener of KXL. His name is Q Map. Hey there, Q.
Hey, good morning, Rebecca and everybody out there. Yesterday, Sean, a friend of mine, and I, we went to the Burger King at Southeast 100th and Southeast Stark. And I have to admit, he noticed it first. We looked up and we see the condition of the flag that they're flying. I mean, it is badly ripped and tattered. And you can tell it's been that way for quite a while. So, you know, has nobody noticed? And I went in to go talk to the manager. I even walked the manager out and pointed it at her. And I said, you know, I'll even replace the flag for you right now if you got a key, whatever. She says they've had many complaints about it, but they have to wait for maintenance to do something about it. And I'm thinking, you know, it shouldn't take maintenance that long to replace a flag. I did take a look at the pole, but the tie down is way too high for me to get to. Otherwise, I would have. I've done this before at a cemetery. I've just went ahead and replaced the flag. And, you know, there's no excuse for this. We're still at war also, and one of the best ways to remind people that we are Americans, that we're American citizens, that we support our country, is to fly our flag.
You know, what's interesting, Q, Burger King flies large flags, and this one is more like strips of a flag, and being so large, you can see it from quite a distance. What do you think is the effect of that?
I think, yeah, it's disgraceful. I'm glad that, you know, a lot of the Burger Kings that fly big flags, they're good-looking flags. But, you know, then you get the one, and that's the one people should notice, and I don't know why anything's not been done about it. And something else a lot of people don't know is when your flag does get tattered, you know, A, replace it. They're not that expensive. And two, there's a proper way of disposing of them, too. And a lot of people that don't know about this should go to a website called flagkeepers.org. It will tell you how to properly dispose of a flag or your flag.
You know, Q,
In fact, they'll even do it for you if you mail it in to them.
Q, we certainly feel your passion. Do you think other people realize how important this is? Do you think people will care?
You know, okay, I'm in the Portland area, and I think a lot of people don't care. At least that's the feeling I kind of get. Otherwise, more people would be up in arms doing something. Because I see, you know, I see a lot of faded flags. I mean, this isn't the only flag I've noticed, but I think more people should care.
I doubt you'd find anybody who disagree with you on that at the moment. Q, thank you for joining us and keeping everybody posted. We should mention that Q goes to every funeral of Northwest servicemen and women who have died in the wars over the last years and takes photos and puts them on his website and he's gone. We just want to acknowledge him for that and say that there's a real true patriot in our community.
And also that we're going to send a reporter out that way to get the other side and find out what's really going on out there too. So we are on that here at KXL.
It is 8:36. That's time for Stocks on the Sixes. We see the Dow is...